back home, you'll always run to sweet Melissa.
Welcome back. What you're hearing now as we come back from our break is Duane Allman's, the Allman Brothers, Sweet Melissa. Duane Allman, of course, born on this day in 1946, a good year to be born, I would say. And so we play a little Duane Allman, Sweet Melissa. Great, great song, one of my favorite songs. We are here in studio now. Welcome back to the Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. We are here with Matt Quinlan and Damien Housling, volunteer coordinators with Housing Our Neighbors, a community group comprised of people who have experienced homelessness, their allies, people who are homeless, advocates promoting the human right to housing in Baltimore. I also say that Damien Housling is a volunteer coordinator for Housing Our Neighbors and co-editor of Word on the Street, a fusion partnership program. Yes. And good to have you both in the studio, Matt and Damien. Welcome.
Thank you.
And yo, folks, join us here, 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. You can log on to our Facebook pages, tweet at Mark Steiner. I have my phone here in case you tweet at Mark Steiner. I'm ready. 410-319-8888. So tell us about this, Damien. Why don't you start? Just this sleep out. We got an email from Rachel Kuttner, a social work student who's part of your group as well.
Yes.
Who was talking about the sleep out. So tell us about this.
So this Saturday we have a sleep out. It's going to begin in McKeldin Square in the harbor. We'll have a couple people do some speeches there and march up to the City Hall.
Oh, that place. Oh, there.
There,
right.
There. So we're going to have some food for people, anyone who would like to come out. We'll have some chili, both vegetarian and, quote, real chili. and some
You're not a vegetarian, I take it.
Then. I am a vegetarian, actually.
Okay, so you were all mocking me? That's good. Okay.
almost my entire adult life, actually. and then also we'll have some giveaways for people who need coats, sleeping bags, and other things there. We'll have some speakers there as well, and some breakout groups for people to sit and talk about some of the issues surrounding hunger and homelessness and poverty.
So, Matt, I mean, tell me why. I mean, some people look at this, well, is this a symbolic act? What difference does it make? What are you trying to do? Why?
Right. So partly there's the symbolism of sleeping out in solidarity with the thousands of people that will be who had to find shelter last night in the streets in our city. We want to build awareness and draw people in. What we're really doing is creating a movement and sort of building on this movement. I mean, Housing Our Neighbors has done a lot of work with Camp 83. We've done a lot of
which
work.
Which has people in it again.
Yes, there are people. Yes, there was an article in the Brew.
I saw that. Yeah,
yesterday with some pictures. So
the Baltimore Brew, right, online.
Yeah, so we're really looking at, I mean, homelessness is a problem, but it's really the symptom of the larger problems. We have this sort of failed housing system and failed support structures in the city. And with the recent, we were just talking about the panhandling bill. I mean, we're spending time at city council targeting people who are asking for a couple dollars here, asking for food there. Meanwhile, we're giving welfare and huge welfare sums to developers. Michael Beattie is able to sort of panhandle in City Hall, and we're spending time at city council meetings trying to find ways to so he can get panhandle for hundreds of millions of dollars. But people on MLK, are being targeted by some of these new bills to sort of strengthen that. And so what we're looking at is this whole approach to housing, to human rights. And how do we create a movement that supports housing as a human right?
So let's talk about what that means, because clearly that's part of what the reason that you're doing this is your idea that housing is a human right. We've talked about this on the show for the last 20 years.
Right.
But talk about what that means to you, and especially I like to hear it as two young activists in Baltimore City. Younger than me anyway, young activists in Baltimore City, about how you get there. What does it mean? All right, for argument's sake, housing is a human right. Let's just say that exists. So what does that mean concretely in terms of what you think a city like this can actually do, given the strapped nature of its budget and everything else that's happening in the city? What does that both creatively and realistically mean? How would that work out in Baltimore City?
So, excuse me. I always feel that by simply being human, that you have a right to housing.
Right.
So, housing is currently a commodity. People make money off that. And as long as people make money off that, somebody is not going to get housing because not everyone has money. I'm trying to think through an answer.
Well, no, I do. So let's say politically, you have that's an important stance to take. But when you are pushing a city council, so if I'm a city councilman, what are you going to say to me? Explain to me why I shouldn't vote for this panhandling bill. What do you want me to do instead? Mm-hmm. How do you want me to act out your belief that housing is human right? What do you want me to do?
Well, I mean, I think it again just comes down to a shift change in perspective. So, I mean, I've talked to Commissioner Graziano, the housing commissioner, and he sort of shrugged his shoulders and said, well, until the federal government gives us more money, there's very little I can do.
He always says that.
Right. And other people will say, you know, comparing the you know, $400 million in subsidies that Harbor Point's going to get to the fact that we're closing down rec centers and we're cutting services in the city, that's like comparing apples and oranges. But what I really see is that this administration has really brought this to the forefront, is that we are willing to make the cuts where we need to in order to support development and business, which I'm all for. I would love the city, and I want to see the city grow. But when there are thousands of people who are homeless on any given night and tens of thousands of people or tens of thousands of homes that have no people in them throughout the city, that just seems to be such a stark injustice that I think we really need to shift our perspective on how do we commodify housing, like Damian said, and what areas are we putting our resources into.
You're about to say something, Damian?
No.
So what do you do? I mean, so I'm curious before we go back to I want to get back to what you're doing this weekend. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, does it mean that you seize abandoned housings that house are livable and start moving people in and saying, here we are, this is where we live?
I mean, I think there's obviously a lot of financial and logistical issues to just rehabbing vacant houses.
I'm not saying I oppose that idea. I'm just
right, right. That would be great. I mean, we're exploring a lot of different. We don't have like a concrete answer, but we're exploring a lot of different options through other community-based groups like United Workers, like Right to Housing Alliance, looking at exploring models of community land trusts, models of housing that sort of puts the money back into the community, and so the housing can be sold back into the community, and so we can create a system where we're supporting each other as we're supporting the right to housing.
So what's going to happen literally this weekend? You're camping out for what, Saturday night, Sunday? Is that what's happening?
Yes. So we have a permit to stay
McKeldin Square?
War Memorial Plaza.
The War Memorial Plaza.
War Memorial Plaza.
That's what I've been trying to think of, but I just said City Hall in the plaza until 10. And the hope is that we'll be able to sleep over until Sunday there. But we recognize that we may be gently asked to leave. So we have a backup location where we will spend the night. And we did this last year in the park area in front of the School of Social Work at University of Maryland, just 3 or 4 blocks west.
Yeah, I know exactly right, by the law school, between the School of Social Work, the hospital, and law school.
Yes.
Right. And like Damian said, we're going to start at 5 o'clock at McKeldin Square in the Inner Harbor, and we're going to have a march onto City Hall. So we really want people to meet us at McKeldin Square at 5 o'clock this Saturday. We're going to march to City Hall, and then we're going to really just engage in discussion with a lot of the members of the Faces of Homelessness Speakers Bureau, as well as some other leaders from around the city and from this movement, to explore how do we begin to transform this mentality around housing and really promote that housing is a human right ideology.
So, and what kind of movement are you hoping to build? You know what I'm saying? What are you looking at? When I was going back to my original kind of thought, when people come out to support you, and we want people to come out there, and we'll give them location again before we end the conversation in a few minutes, but I am very curious about how just your thoughts on building that movement and what you see as a way ahead to create housing for people who can't afford it in this city. We're seeing right now Baltimore County is saying no to building housing for those of low income.
Right.
Well, so Housing Our Neighbors has worked mostly through education and sort of community building, and we practice a lot of consensus decision making and just trying to explore these topics and educate ourselves and figure out how do we grow as a movement and how do we really approach this, with sort of rooted in practices that have worked for other cities and other communities. So we don't have a pat answer on what's the solution. There's obviously a lot of different approaches to that. But again, I think it's just the perspective that needs to change first. And from there, we can start to build some momentum. So when we want people to come out, we want them to just learn with us and to grow with us. And so that way we can all start engaging each other and challenging some of these really, really difficult questions.
So again, where do people go to and how do they meet you down there? Where do you want them to go?
So we'll meet us at McKeldin Square this Saturday at 5 p.m. We'll have a march after a few speakers down there, march from there to City Hall, to the War Memorial Plaza in front of City Hall.
Well, good luck. Let's get people out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so folks, be there. Support this folks who are trying to create housing as a human right in our community and to fight to end homelessness in this community, which we can do. So good to have both of us been in the studio, Matt Quinlan and Damian Housing. Thank you both so much for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, it is time to talk about our local news. Stay with us.